Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the quest is won.
Fantasy Fiction.
The battle's in our minds.
Fantasy Fiction.
Until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we're talking about Origins and Shields.
Shields, not the Marvel Shields. Don't sue us.
And not that movie, The Shield. Wait, the TV show, yeah, The Shield, with the bald guy from the Marvel movie,
right?
Fantastic Four.
And the commish.
Yes.
He found his pen in the meat because his wife put it there. Because she's his wife and she loves him.
Wait, what? Is that a thing?
Yeah, he like loses his pen and he can't find it in the intro or whatever. And then he opens up the cold cuts and it's his pen's in the meat because his wife put it there. Because she knows him. She knows him real well.
Is that the show called The Commish?
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen that show.
It's not good.
We got a pen and meat situation. I don't know. It seems pretty interesting.
I wouldn't want to eat the pen or I wouldn't want to eat the meat or use the pen at that point.
You know, gonna have to disagree with you on this one.
Like, what, turkey,
I would.
Turkey gets all slimy.
Oh, dude, when turkey gets like 3 days old, it's like, ooh, I turned into something else.
I am made out of slime.
So, Josh, before we get into that stuff,
What'd
you do this week?
I've been watching a lot of Netflix, so I've been watching this show called Off Limits.
Off Limits.
It's like a Travel Channel show where they go into like all these like weird places that you're not allowed to go into typically.
Okay. Like North Korea.
Yeah. No. like they go to like NASA and like they go into the building where they like build the rocket and stuff, and like people aren't really typically allowed to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
So now I want to go like urban exploring. Do you want to be an urban explorer with me?
That sounds a little dangerous on
my middle
part.
Name is dangerous.
Well, when I hear urban exploring, I factor in rats.
Yeah.
Large rats.
Bats.
Diseased bat rats.
If it's in North Philly, there's also rabid dogs.
Rabid dogs. Rabid rats riding rabid dogs. They team up. They're like, hey, man, you want to really fuck shit up? Let's get together and fuck these dudes up.
And they have those little swords that you get in drinks. You're just riding a dog.
And those are laced with poison.
It's a really poisonous, all-around poisonous situation.
Well, I think of urban exploring, and I'm like, I'm going to climb on something and fall and get diseases or die.
Break your leg.
Yeah. If I could just live in a bubble for the rest of my life, I'd prefer that.
We kind
of
do. You and I, we kind of both do.
Yeah.
I haven't left the house in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I haven't left the house at all today, honestly. I've been inside.
I'm getting bed sores.
I'm going to be Uncle or Grandpa Charlie.
Yeah,
right?
Grandpa Charlie.
Wait, no.
What's his name? Grandpa Joe.
Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
Charlie
yeah.
is the boy's the boy. Name. Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory or Charlie in the Chocolate
or Charlie
Factory.
In the,
depends on which version or film, which version of the film you prefer.
No, neither.
Neither. Now, well, anyway.
I don't like any of those movies.
Really? You don't like the first one with Gene Wilder?
You sing on your own time, man.
hey, it's a pretty good movie. It's a pretty fun time.
It's all right. I used to go over to...
In comparison, it's way better than the Tim Burton one. The Tim Burton ones, I did not like at all.
There's no fizzy lifting drink in the Tim Burton one.
There's not?
I don't remember.
I've watched it once years ago on DVD, and I was like, well, that's all I need to see.
I don't remember, so it didn't happen.
Yeah. I just, if things that I don't like, I just don't remember.
I lobotomize that part of my brain, honestly.
I labombomize.
La 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 bamba.
That's awesome. What I do. It's like when something I'm watching isn't good, I just think of that song. I labombomize that part of my brain.
That's fucking awesome. I wanted that. What did you do this week?
Well, it's Halloween, pretty much. Yes. This is going to be the Halloween episode because we don't have another one until, I think, the very beginning of November.
Yeah, I blew it. I didn't write a story.
Well, you wrote a story.
Well, about Halloween.
Well, besides that, hey, we'll get into the stories.
Okay, people
can be concerned with the stories in a moment.
Okay.
Right now, this is you and I.
Hold your horses, everybody.
Yeah, hold your Halloween horses. Your headless horses. But I've been watching some spooky stuff. I watched some Tales from the Dark Side the other night. From the first season, most of the episodes are pretty terrible.
Dude, but that intro alone, like...
Oh, that intro creeps me out.
When we were upstairs in your room, I saw that you had it on your bed. Do you watch it before you go to sleep?
Yeah, we watched one last night before we went to bed.
Do you leave the DVD on when you go to sleep?
No. I turn it off. I don't let...
I
had this thing when I was a kid where I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would... think about that intro and I would get so scared I wouldn't be able to get back to bed.
Man.
I think it's really fucked up if you live in a pretty rural area like we do and you're like, that looks like the park I go to and that looks like the trees near my friend's house
and
there's demons in it. There's always a dark side. It's waiting. Yeah. It's waiting, guys.
It's gonna get you.
But the most of the episodes on the first season aren't great.
Yeah.
But the first episode was pretty cool. I think it was directed or written by George Romero, who started the series as a spinoff, a unofficial spinoff of Creepshow.
Okay.
Which is one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I've never seen it.
I've never seen Creepshow.
Yeah, it's why I have a fear of cockroaches.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
Yeah. I saw the last tale in Creepshow is about cockroaches. It's very gross. But I watched a movie last night. Maybe you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Existenz?
No, I've heard of it, though.
It's on Netflix. It's a Cronenberg.
Okay.
It's a body horror film.
Okay.
It's very hard to sit through. It's very, very gross.
Yeah.
It's really weird. But... after it, I can't help but think about it and can't help but think about how much I really enjoyed it.
That's how I felt about, like, Trick or Treat, that movie. It's so silly.
I watched Trick or Treat the other night.
Did you hate it?
Hated it.
No! It was one of those movies, like with Existenz, where I was like, this movie is ridiculous, but I like loved it, and like I
can see why people love that film. The thing about it is that my brothers love horror movies; they watch them all the time, and they really hyped that one up to me because they were like, "This is the best one. It's so good."
Right?
It's real throwback to movies like Creepshow, of course. I thought it was fun. I thought there was a lot of fun stuff in it. I wasn't crazy about it, but it wasn't a bad movie. I don't think it was bad. But I want to go back to Existenz.
Yeah.
Have you seen any Cronenberg films? You've seen The Fly.
Yeah, I've seen The Fly.
Have you seen Videodrome?
No. The Fly fucked me up, though.
Yeah, well...
when I was a little kid, that scared the shit.
Existenz will fuck you up, too, because it's really gross. and so will Videodrome. Videodrome's a lot, I think, a little bit more disturbing than Existenz. But I enjoyed it. I actually really liked it. Thinking back on it, I enjoyed it quite a bit.
I'll watch it. I'm not going to watch it tonight.
It's hard to sit through.
What should I do?
It's real bizarre.
Should I get drunk?
And gross. No. I tried to eat. I was eating during it, and I was like, ooh, I think I'm good on eating.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Oh, Halloween candy? Dude, the pumpkins. The Reese's pumpkin.
The Reese's pumpkin? Yeah. It's hard not to say that one.
That's like... liking the Yankees of candy.
It's a little different.
It's America's candy.
It's a lot more likable than the Yankees.
Well, yeah.
I like the Mary Jane.
Yeah.
The ones that come in the black and orange wrappers.
Okay.
It's molasses and old peanut butter from 1922.
And which is like molasses is like, I feel like the oldest.
Well, they made a big batch of molasses back in 1921, and it's still serving good to today.
Molasses is like the oldest treat there is. Egyptians had molasses. Like, oh yeah, molasses. They invented it with beer.
And marshmallows. The Egyptians also
they
had marshmallows.
They did not.
That's what they say.
Mm.
What about besides the Reese's pumpkin? What else do you like?
Candy corn stinks.
I love it.
I hate it. I don't know. We have these things at my house because I live above a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
They're like gummies, but they're pumpkins and they're freaking delicious. They're orange flavored.
Ooh, yeah. I think I had one of those the other day. Yeah, yeah. My nephew had them.
They're good.
I really like the gummies that are Dracula teeth.
What about wax lips? They're good. The wax Dracula teeth.
Were you
lips.
Supposed to eat those?
I did.
I did too.
I'm full of wax right now.
1922 wax.
I'm like that Vincent Price movie. What's it called? Wax?
Is that wax. What it's called? Waxing out.
Wax that ass.
All right, let's get into some tales of fantasy.
Spooky
fantasy.
All right, Dom, are you ready for my story?
Yes, I am, and I'm in a Dracula cave.
It's true. My story this week is called You Son of a Mitch.
Excited, to say the least.
Excited, yes. Text fades up. A long, long time ago, like before the other stories, because yeah, those take place a long time ago too, I guess. In another dimension? I don't know, but before those. Inside of a tavern in a really bad part of the city of Grawl, a whole shitload of nasty cock-sucking, mother-stabbing, fart-sniffing, take-your-sister-out and finger-banger on a bone roller coaster fingering piece of awful shit. Piece of awful shits were gathered around the main stage where a comely-ass centaur stripper was showing off her tits. Both sets.
Oh, man. They got four boobs?
Well, how do horses have boobs? They got tits on the bottom.
Do they? Yeah.
I think so. They're mammals. Can somebody go get a horse?
Someone to go check a horse real quick and come back.
Tell us. We'll wait. Adventurers, give it up for Sex Dusa on the main stage. An announcer boomed over the tavern's talking stone. Which one of you men want to sire this night's mare? He said because he was good at puns, and yeah, he knew it.
He knew how to talk sexy, but like cool and like bro-y. So like the dudes in the bar get all hot, but they're still like, cool, this is cool, this is for me.
This dude's talking, but I'm still allowed to think this is hot. Because they're bros, and they're friends. Yeah, they're friends. In a dark corner sat a lone barbarian. No light hit him until he inhaled from his pipe. The light from the embers of burning wizard weed lit up his eyes, revealing a troubled man, yet in control of his anger. You could also tell that he probably had a monster cock, like porn size. Like that British guy's dick in the porn. You know what I'm talking about.
I only know what you're talking about because you sent me a link. Prior to writing this story,
I drew a picture on this paper. I was like, you this guy right here. It's like a police sketch artist of that dude's dick. It's huge. It's probably committed murder. Suddenly, a gang of three rogue adventurers sauntered up to his table and slammed a severed head down. The barbarian continued to smoke his pipe and said nothing. Mitch Cunning, shouted the orc, who you could tell was the leader because he spoke first. You killed my brother, then wore his head around town as a dope gold chain necklace, while you simultaneously dated my twin sisters, getting them both pregnant with twins of their own. What do you have to say to yourself? Mitch breathed out more smoke into his massive lungs that probably also had huge dicks of their own and exhaled. Yeah, it was the early 69-60s. Dope gold chains were in back then, he said matter-of-factly. That's it, Cunting. I demand vengeance. We'll settle this the only way we know how to settle disputes in this era. Bone car drag race.
Bone car's still around.
Still around. Still exists.
Very Cronenberg, may I say.
There's a little bit of 50s going on in this one. Upon hearing this, the entire tavern erupted into a massive brawl. The York gang and Mitch made their way outside. Soon they were revving their engines into their bone cars, and Sexdusa stood in between the two cars in the middle of the road. Mitch revved his magic engine of his 69 bone charger, while the orc leader revved the engine of his dragon-injected Pontiac boner bell. Real car. Mitch reached down and popped the tape into his bone cassette player. Deep Purple's Space Truckin' played, as Mitch lit another giant spliff. The orc looked over at Mitch, then back at Sexdusa. Suddenly, Sexdusa's bra popped off and the two drivers gunned it. That's like dropping the flag. See tits, you go.
Well, I hope the... You know what? Maybe you wrote it. I want to say, the ending, the instead of a checker flag, it's a checker bikini top.
That would be...
She takes that off.
I didn't write that, but I have to stop the podcast.
You know what? We'll add it in post. We'll add it in, let's keep going.
Fix it in post. CG it.
CG it on the podcast.
On the podcast. Dude, if they only knew the computer-generated graphics that go into this podcast.
They could only see with their mind's eye.
I'm not even here right now. Mitch gripped the steering wheel as he looked over at his orc rival. The orc was sweating as their speeds increased. Mitch pressed his car's lighter and maintained speed with the orc. After a moment, the lighter popped out. Mitch lit his spliff with the cherry red end of the lighter, took a huge rip on the joint, exhaled the smoke, which morphed into a giant middle finger, pointed at the orc, and then pushed the bone charger into overdrive, blowing the orc away. Heh heh heh, laughed Mitch to himself, looking back at the orc in his rear view shining stone. they don't have mirrors.
No mirrors.
They don't say mirrors.
There's really, really shiny stones.
What is this shiny stone? Reese's finding one for the first time. There's a lot of orange.
Yeah, you had a good impression.
Thanks. A lot of practice. Mitch gave a cool guy wink, which infuriated the orc and probably turned him on, or both, when suddenly Mitch saw a tiny kitten in front of him.
Turning the page, we're keeping it in.
This podcast is going great.
By the way, happy Halloween, folks.
Buy marmalade.
It's new. We turned oranges into jelly. Welcome to 1923, where bone dust is a it's a condiment.
This is as good as it gets.
You know what? I'm glad marmalade came along. I used to have to put bone dust on my fucking toast. That shit sucked.
Well, we all can't be like those Vanderbilts and use butterfly wings. Would you like some butterfly wings? That's the butler. I don't know. He swerved the bone charger and completely lost control, making sure to hit his ejector seat, which they have, apparently. The car flipped like 80 times, just missing the kitten, and crashed into a ditch, completely totaled. Mitch's parachute opened, and he landed softly next to the kitten, as York sped past, winning the race and laughing. Two bones, probably full erect still from that cool wink. Because they have two boners.
Mm-hmm.
We established that. God, shit, fuck, Mitch yelled as goblins were already scavenging the remains of his beloved bone car. What were you thinking, little cat? He yelled. Mew, replied the cat. The library? Ain't nothing a book can't solve that pure muscles can. Now off with you, Mitch yelled, as the kitten began to walk toward him and rub his face on his leg as Mitch flex super hard, turning me on. Away with you, Mitch yelled again as the cat began to snuggle his foot and purr. I'm not adopting you, he yelled, as the cat was now somehow on his head purring and waving his tail in Mitch's face. We're totally not going to go on adventures together, forever, until the end of time, Mitch yelled, as the cat was now licking his face. God, I love you, Mitch yelled as he cuddled the cat super hard. Off in the distance, a goblin turned to his buddy. Hey, you think we can use this muffler as a bong? He asked. Dude, you can, like, use anything as a bong, replied the friend. Cut to montage of Mitch and the kitten adventuring. We got a montage. Mitch taught the cat everything he knew about adventuring. One time, they fought off a whole ship full of snake pirates, and Mitch showed the kitten how to rip off their legs and beat them so hard that their mothers felt it. Together, they did this and laughed and laughed and laughed. Another time, Mitch showed the kitten the great treasure cave of Agasuria, where they fought off 2,000 man-bats who had Daranosian rabies. They eviscerated them to the point where they began to slip on the blood and guts and viscera. They laughed and laughed again. Yet another time, Mitch showed the kitten his collection of glass unicorns. They stood there and admired the attention to detail the various artists put into the pieces, as well as the aesthetically pleasing manner in which Mitch had arranged them. Mitch loved glass unicorns. Finally, who could forget the time they freed the bog slaves of the Eastern Rim with a magical stone of righteous divinity, using its powers to pants Daryl the Bog King? Daryl vowed to eat their livers with a fondue fork. But that is a story for another time.
I think that is the story. He just made a threat, and I guess it didn't
that
happen.
That was it. That's pretty much, that's all threats are, you know?
Mm-hmm,
you don't have the guts to back him up.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, little kitten, you're my best friend. These last 15 minutes have been the best of my life. Want to go kill a wizard, Mitch asked. Mitch and the kitten eventually found themselves in the lair of an evil wizard named Old Wizard. Ah, Mitch Cunning, and who is this? A new friend, said the old wizard, who had one of those old man voices that kind of sounded like an old lady's voice. Like he was so old, you couldn't really tell, you know?
It was just so old and soft.
He's just, like, he's just ready to die. It's like the genetics of his body just no longer, you don't know.
Yeah.
He's just ready to go.
You're going to pay for incinerating the village of Settingsburg, old wizard,
Mitch said, clasping his sword. Mew, replied the kitten.
Oh yeah, well, your mom didn't complain when I set fire to the village of Coochieburg.
Oh, man.
The wizard said, all cool. Suddenly, Mitch did a double black flip and landed on the wizard's shoulders, taking his hands and forcing the wizard to hit himself in the face over and over.
Why are you hitting yourself, evil fiend?
Mitch said as he continued to slap the shit out of the wizard. In what would later be called the Pimp's Dutch Rudder. Why don't they call it that?
I don't know.
They should. The kitten and Mitch again laughed and laughed while the old wizard began to sob because this was downright YouTube-style bullying. I think we can all relate to that.
Yeah.
Finally, Mitch relented when the wizard began to cry for his mommy, thus proving that sometimes bullying can be hilarious.
I give up, Mitch Cunning.
The wizard said, covered in wet shame.
But first, I just need you to freeze spell!
He yelled as he froze the kitten.
No! Mitch yelled. Yes! Yelled the wizard back. Now watch as I kill the only thing in the world you love more than your glass unicorn.
Mitch recoiled in horror because he really did love those unicorns, but the wizard's words were also a truth spell.
If you say a truth, is it a spell?
Yes.
Okay.
The truth is always a spell.
Oh, okay.
A spell of respect.
Ooh, yes.
And love.
Hmm.
And boners.
Hmm.
He did love the kitten. The kitten who had become his friend and the only other creature he would daintily kiss on the top of the head other than his favorite glass unicorn, Mitch too. The wizard drew back his staff and prepared to unleash a magic missile. As he thrust the staff forward, Mitch slow motion yelled through the air, "No!" Like really slowly and dramatically. As the missile struck Mitch, it ricocheted off his body and hit the wizard. "Ah, fuck, you got me," said the wizard, as he probably died. Who knows, wizard's a crazy man. The kitten's spell broke, and he rushed to the side of Mitch, who lay on the ground. "Mew," cried the kitten.
"I know, friend. Cough, cough."
I wrote cough, cough.
"I know, friend. Cough, cough. I know we had some good times, but I have to go now. And you, cough, cough, can't follow me."
Mitch said, sounding like he was really, really dying.
"I want you to remember one thing, my friend. Something I've never told anyone."
"Mew," cried the kitten, sobbing.
"Never forget. It's canon."
Mitch said, then he died. Cut to present day, like the present day where all the rest of these stories take place. Buff Cat lays purring on a grave whose marker reads, "Mitch Cunning, it's canon." Also, it's Halloween.
Is that a fin there?
Yeah, fin.
The origin of Buff Cat.
Origin of a lot of things. We found out where the 69 Bone Charger muffler comes from.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And it's canon.
And the first old wizard.
The first old wizard ever in history.
Well, it was a great story.
Oh, thanks.
Also, it was Halloween.
It was, because the end said it.
The end said it. It's one of those things. That was one of the twists. It was like, also, it was Halloween. Twist.
So it ends. The ultimate twist.
It was Halloween the whole time.
Your move, M. Night Shyamalan.
Are you ready for my tale of origins and shields?
I'm ready.
All right. This one's called The Tale of Hot Halloween Nights.
Sounds like a Miami Vice title.
You shut up.
Miami Vice.
It was a dark, cold evening in Orkspire. An autumn evening at that. Yes, and the moon was full. Oh my goodness, was it creepy. And as it should be, for it was Halloween. Separate from Halloween, it's totally different. The seasonal holiday for children and fun, especially for three coming-of-age gnomes looking for a coming-of-age adventure to hopefully assist them to come of age one day. The boys had gathered this fine autumn evening to take part in the Halloween tradition of dressing up in costumes and going door-to-door collecting fun potions, charms, one-time-use scrolls of mischievous spells, and, of course, candy in their parents' shields turned upside down. They go, that's what they do. They say, Mom, borrow your shield. They turn it upside down. They collect candy and stuff in it.
That's brilliant. And also, that sounds way more magical than this crappy Halloween that we normally have. You
yeah.
get fucking potions and mischievous yeah. spells?
Because it's magic. Because there's magic allowed here. Magic is outlawed
Dude,
in this realm.
Fuck this realm.
Fuck this realm. Fuck it. This Orkspire pastime was known as moon moochin. Which, honestly, was a lot like trick-or-treating, but with a much more truthful title. Yeah. I mean, it is moochin. Let's call a spade here. Children go to houses and expect free stuff. Get a job, hippie.
They call some, like, seven-year-old kid.
Rankin, Tootalin, and Scrawn gathered around. Tootalin had the shield of his great-grandfather, Rich Colrock, who was a truly cool gnome and everything Tootalin aspired to be but wasn't. His shield has skulls and spikes all over it. He used the skulls to scare people and the spikes to kill some people, said Tootalin about the shield, clearly not getting that the skulls were a metaphor for the ever-looming breath of death that followed his great-grandfather on his adventures, and the spikes that gave him a bonus to coolness.
Oh, yes, that metaphor.
Rankin's shield was fashioned from several diseased goat hides from his parents' farm. It smelled pretty bad, but held a decent amount of moon moochin loot. Mm. Scrawn had a treasure chest tied to his waist that he dragged all over. You're supposed to use your parents' shield, Scrawn, said Tootalin. I don't have any parents, replied Scrawn. By the way,
I fucking hate this kid.
By the way, you remember Tootalin, Rankin, and Scrawn from the Succubus story.
Yeah.
I don't think I established that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that now, ladies and gentlemen. That's who they are. I don't have any parents, replied Scrawn sadly. Then shit got real for a second. Not Full House Comet knocked over a glass of milk real. I'm talking Degrassi Drake in a wheelchair got STDs from French kissing a mop real.
That's a great episode.
Great episode of Drake TV.
Canadians.
The other boys felt real bad for a second when Rankin said, wait, weren't you born from, like, one of those sweat caves or something? Like, you crawled out of a puddle of, like, murky sweat, right? Yeah, added Toodlin. Didn't, like, a perverted fisherman catch you in an acid swamp while he was mid-pulling peen? I can't remember, said Scrawn as he farted a green fart cloud that formed a skull and that that formed a skull that spelled out, did I do that? I fucking hate Scrawn, said God.
Said God. Said God. Oh, man. Dude, God knows.
Not sure which one. They're a god of some sort. Maybe ours. I'm not sure what this story is saying.
Oh, man.
The boys went door to door, moon mooching for some sweet, sweet Halloween mooch loot. They knocked on the door of a hut that was mostly burned down. The door creaked open, and there stood a hat skeleton with several hats on. Unprovoked, he began, I burned down part of my house while I was trying to make porridge for my baby, because she wouldn't kiss me when I asked her to kiss me. But I guess I should preface, she was never my baby to begin with. She was just my next door neighbor that I had a crush on, but I could never tell anyone because that's the game of love. If someone finds out you like them, then you have to get them, then you have to grant them three wishes. And bitch, I ain't got no goddamn wishes. All I got is my sadness and this half burned down house. Happy Halloween.
It's like the most circular logic story of all time. Fucking hand skeleton. God damn it.
At another house, the boys were given a small comic book that said something about Hollow Moon being evil, but was mostly about how you should worship this invisible person who judges everything you do. Mm-hmm. Fuck this shit, said a nearby tree who grabbed the comic, wrapped around his wooden cock, and jade the F.O. with it. Many saplings were spread that eve.
The tree just used it as, like, some kind of lubricant?
No, he did it so, like, it felt like somebody else was doing it.
Because it's paper. Because it's paper. I see.
After a good amount of moon mooch, and the gnomes took a break, they sat on a nearby log to enjoy some of their mooch loot. All right, guys, listen up, said Toodlin as he fixed his shades that left him nearly blind in the nighttime. We gotta prank a witch, because that's what you do on Halloween, and we gotta prank the baddest witch so we can be the baddest boys and we can walk around town with just our jeans on and our shirts off.
This is the greatest 80s movie to ever take place in Orcs.
Because you can't just walk around town with jeans and no shirt on. You better have done something bad.
People gotta know.
Toodlin was right. Only the baddest boys walk around shirtless with just jeans on and maybe some construction boots. Women love that shit. He was also right about that witch thing. You see, pranking a witch is a bit of a tradition in Orcspire on Halloween. It all began many, many years ago when a great and powerful witch sought to change the land of Orcspire. Legend says that an evil witch stood over her cauldron on an autumn night just like tonight as she began to whisper a spell that would make it so that all men would have to sit down to pee. Oh, hell nah, shouted an orc as he burst into her home. He knocked over her cauldron and yelled, prank, which made it okay because apparently it's fine to abuse random people under the guise of a prank. So yeah, I guess it was a prank and that started Halloween.
Especially the elderly.
The elderly who can't get to the internet to see what you did to them. That's prime prank estate.
Location.
Yo, Frankenstein, come on. Why didn't I put this in here? God damn it.
Pause the podcast.
Put it fix it in post. Every year, something or other, and how you get candy, so do it. What? Why did I write that? Okay, well, I wrote that, so... I don't know about pranking a witch, replied Rankin. She could really whoop her asses. Remember last week when we tried to shoot that spider out of my house and it sent two of us to the emergency tent? My ass is still swollen. This is unrelated information, said Scrawn, who at this point I hope will suffer some sort of flesh-eating bacteria, or maybe will be pile-driven through an axe factory. Come on, don't be a wimp, replied Toodlin. Besides, I wasn't listening to you because I was thinking about the biggest tit I ever thought of.
The biggest tit I ever thought of. That's how you had to think of tits.
Yeah. Was, you know, the possibilities are endless. Yeah. I feel a lot of nervous farts a brewing, said Scrawn as he gnawed on something that looked like chocolate but didn't smell like chocolate. I hope his dick gets in a car accident.
God damn it, Scrawn.
Toodlin had decided for the group, as he did every once in a while, to seek out an old witch rumored to be living in the haunted forest of Soradal, a sad and somber place filled with countless lost souls.
Oh no.
Turning the page. The boys entered the forest of Soradal. Ghosts flew overhead through the tree's many branches, wailing, moaning, and fucking just about everywhere. Turns out Halloween is kind of a boning season in Soradal. It was a goddamn ectoplasm-covered J-fest, and that J doesn't stand for jazz, although Smooth J was playing softly. Ah, gross. I think that's the ghost of my old potions teacher, Mr. Jugular Flap, said Rankin, pointing to one ghost who was BD and GP.
BD and GP.
It's me, baby! Shouted the ghost back to Rankin as he stuck out his tongue and laughed. It was quite the spooky event.
Oh my, this is the best holiday of all time.
If some of your teacher's Jay fell in my pocket, it's not my fault, because that could happen. Gurgled Scrawn, who had particularly soggy pockets and was with full certainty the worst goddamn one.
The worst.
The boys lifted their shields and treasure chest above their heads as they darted into the woods, attempting to protect themselves from any of that free-flowing love. After what seemed like hours, the boys ran into an old shack. The rain of Jay seemed to stop. They knocked on the door. The door swung open, and there in a hooded black robe stood a tall, thin, beautiful witch. Her demon butler came to the door and began, "If you wish to bother Miss Adrieth again, I'll rip your dicks off and roast them over a fire, toast some buns, and serve them to my demon friends for Halloween's dinner. And yeah, we're gonna smother them in ketchup and sauerkraut and stuff, so that'll probably burn and you're going to feel that."
Oh, I got sauerkraut. Oh.
The gnomes ran away. They liked their dicks too much. The end.
That was the greatest Halloween story
ever told. Moral of the story. Don't prank people. That's not nice.
Don't be pranking.
Don't prank people.
Do people have... a lot of people don't have Mischief Night. We're like one of the only areas.
Well, I guess it's called Hell Night other places.
And All Hallows Eve.
And I guess it's All Hallows Eve, yeah.
Show your dicks to people night.
Yeah, show that's your dicks. Apparently that's a prank, is that you just go up to people naked and that's a prank.
Yeah.
Pranks on the internet! Fucking abuse people and put it up and get money.
What about those videos of people with the train horns on their cars? That are, you know?
My friend had one of those for a while.
Dude, those things could give somebody a heart attack.
Takes a certain caliber of a personality to go out of your way to make that.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, this is gonna be good.
Second only to the horn.
In Echo Park, man, there was a dude who drove around every day with that horn.
They had whistle tips?
He had whistle tits.
Thinking of the biggest whistle
tits. If he drove too fast, I could hear him. With his shirt off and his jeans and construction boots.
Don't prank people.
Don't prank people for the last time! Thank you.
Hello, everyone. I am Reese's the Wise.
And I am Old Snickerdoodle.
And it's another episode of Chamber of Whatever.
Chamber of Knowledge.
Chamber of Knowledge. That's
where is your enthusiasm, Reese's?
Hold on. Let me try it again. Chamber
of Knowledge.
I don't care.
You're an asshole. That's what I discovered today. You know, it's Hallowmoon. Here in Orkspire. I don't know what you call it in Darrenos.
We call it Hallowmoon.
Hallowmoon?
Sure.
Okay.
Just decided that.
Yeah, where's your costume?
Maybe my skin is the costume that I'm wearing every day.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's scary, I'll tell you that. First scroll!
It smells bad, too. First scroll is from Bob Walsh. He asks, if a man needed someone, quote, taken care of, who would said man talk to?
Well, probably a priest or a shaman or druid. Any type of healer would be able to take care of your friend, I guess, who is receiving some sort of ailment of some sort.
Yes, like he's like a cure, a cure-all, a healer.
A cure, the healer.
What are they called? Fuck. They're called the Stud of the Sea Cleric.
Cleric, yes, a cleric.
I thought that Bob Walsh meant, like, you know, like, mafia taken care of. And I was going to say...
Oh, well, if we're given that circumstance, how do you take care of someone like that in Darrenos? I just thought he was concerned about a friend. I just thought someone could be nice for once.
I would say for that person, named maybe Mob Malsh, should e-scroll me after the show.
E-scroll you. Where can they reach you?
Reese's and Snickerdoodle 2982. That's the year we were born. At wizardmail.wiz.
.biz.
.biz. I still use our old wizardmail account. You had to pay for that one.
But I believe it's fantasyficpod@gmail.com. I'm a computer hacker, by the way. I hacked into some computers.
That's
a fancy word for some thing and some archaic technology
they
in the other
them
world.
Computers. But they're just shitty talking stones. I mean, our talking stone can do anything.
Anything.
It, like, makes things. You could say, talking stone, give me a fucking chocolate cake, and it'll just give it.
You could say the degrees of the chocolate cake, you would like it, how hot.
Yes, Earl Grey, hot.
Hot.
It'll put it there. It'll
put it there, Earl Grey.
It's amazing.
Next scroll.
Next scroll.
Jake Pearson asks, what kind of guilds are there, and which ones are you a part of?
Well, I am a part of the Old Lantern Collectors Guild. I am a part of the Covenant of Dick Spells, and I am in Mensa, the Guild of Celebrating All Things Period Related.
Nice.
This is what Mensa is here.
Wonderful. I did not know any of that about you, guess we learn something new every day.
There's a holiday every month. That's when you get your period.
Fascinating.
Celebration. Celebrate good times. Come on. What about you?
Well, there are many guilds in the land of Orkspire, but I only subscribe to the ones that let me ERP, if you know what I'm saying.
ERP?
Erotic roleplay. And I'm talking no holds barred. Anything goes.
This sounds like this is a good guild. I didn't even know.
Yes, well, there are only a couple of them, but talk to me if you want to join them, though. Mine.
He scrolled you after the show.
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
Next scroll.
Next scroll. Next scroll is from Morgan Paps. She asks, does Orkspire or Darrenos have any famous competitive festivals like the Olympics?
Yes, in Orkspire, every year we hold the same festival. It's an annual thing. It's called Who Can Date Old Snickerdoodle the Longest? So, current record is 0 days. And every year we hold it, and if you want to sign up, email me.
thinking, dude. 0 days.
How about in Gyarados?
We have Wing Bowl.
Wing Bowl.
We have Wing Bowl.
Fascinating. Again, I've continued to be amazed. What does that consist of exactly? Could you elaborate?
You go bowling with griffins. It's like a charity.
Oh, it's
event.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
It's called Wing Bowl. We have shirts made up with the cute griffins who, you know, they lose their parents and it's like a big brother's big sisters, but for griffins.
That sounds a lot better than the other worlds.
The other realms Wing Bowl is horrible.
It is. You might die if you look at it directly.
I have never gone, and I don't think I will ever go. End of
that
story.
Gives me an idea. Next groan. Andrew Suback asks, what's the most common secondary language in your realms? How about Daranos? What's the most common secondary language?
The most common secondary language is the sound of rancid milk curdling. It sounds a lot like your French language.
Is that like most monsters speak?
Yes, it's like gelatinous cubes. Mm. They speak it. Some trolls have been known to speak it.
Mm-hmm.
Ice bats.
Mm-hmm.
And French people.
Which are real monsters. They're
Bonjour.
Real monsters. Oh, goodness. What did that? Sound like old milk overflowing out of a rotten cotton.
It's like when you don't look at the cotton and you just go, you pour it and you get that whiff of rancid milk.
The lumpy, flushy sounds.
I imagine that's what Paris is like. Next girl.
No, I never said what mine was. You need to ask me.
What do you do, Snickerdoodle? What's the most common secondary language?
Hip hopera.
Beautiful.
Derivative of common. A hip hopera. A one-time special I watched on MTV on my Aussie ball starring the most deaf, I think. Maybe some other guys exhibit, maybe.
He does that bone car show.
Hip hopera.
Hip hopera. That's lovely.
Next scroll
is from Haruk Olsen. Haruk Olsen. Olsen. Haruk Olsen.
Really rolls off the tongue.
It's like French. What sort of magic items are famous in each of your realms, Snickerdoodle?
Well, there is this one magic item that I only have, and it's a lighter. And when you pull it down, it's like a fist giving the middle finger.
Damn.
And the flame comes out of a middle finger. And then when you pull the finger down to do it, it says, fuck you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I also got one that's a shotgun and an AK-47.
Magical AK.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well, they're all lighters or light bringers.
Yes.
Like, not in the paladin sense.
Right. Mm-hmm. In the physical objects.
Yes.
Sense.
In fire.
Both nouns.
Si.
Was that French?
That was French. Yes.
You practiced.
Bonjour.
Practicing. Oh my god! I'm terrified. There's a fucking cube in here somewhere.
Yes. Yeah, but you did our nose.
In Daranos, the Maltese bong, legend has it, it was lost, yet many replicas were made. Some say the real Maltese bong is just the idea that the Maltese bong could exist.
Ponder that, and while you do, we will say goodbye and a happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloweens, everybody.
Yes.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Are you scared yet? You should be. Bonjour.
Bonjour again, scaring you more.
Well, hey, everybody, that's one more episode of Fantasy Fiction in the books, the internet books.
Internet archives.
The internet.
Internet.
Josh, did you have a good time?
I did. This was a great episode.
I had a great time. I actually had a really great time.
This is good.
Mm-hmm.
We should do this 46 more times.
Yeah, 46 more times. And if it kills us, then we should stop.
I don't care. I'm ready to die. I had a good run.
Yeah, I'll say. Yeah,
it's
you did.
Halloween,
you had a good run.
So I'll just turn into a skeleton. It was Halloween in my town today.
Was it?
Little kids were doing the Halloween
thing.
Oh,
did a little parade? Yeah, any good costumes?
I didn't see any good costumes, but there were...
So kids, fucking... Get your shit together.
Yeah, like, kids used to be cool about costumes. Like, they would have, like, headless, like witches and all mm-hmm. these cool, like, blood and stuff. Now mm-hmm. kids go as, like, SpongeBob and, like, SpongeBob's friend.
Do kids still watch SpongeBob?
I think so. My
Is there another... There's another movie coming, I think.
Is there?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what the world needs.
Hey, I like the first one.
I never saw it. I never got into SpongeBob.
It's pretty great. Pretty great show. But... do you have any Halloween costumes from when you were a kid that you really liked?
My mom always tells a story that when I was little, I wanted to be a downed, dead fighter pilot. And, like, I was like, four or something, and I couldn't, like, convey what I wanted, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when I was four, I was, like, super into cosplay. And my mom was like, I don't know what that is. And I was like, just fucking do it.
No, I want to be a specific type of zombie, Mom.
Yeah. But one time I was a pirate, and that's how I found out I was blind.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you had the patch over your eye?
She put the patch on my left eye, and I was like, that's my good eye. I can't see out of that eye. And she's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, that's the eye I see out of. And she, like, probably was horrified at that point. Like, what is my kid talking
about? Oh, my son only has one eye. Yeah. I did not know. He never told me.
No one knew. Well, you're not a person until you're, like, six.
True. My mom made all of our costumes when we were kids. So I think when you were a really little kid, you were a little lion. That was cute.
That's cool.
Then you got to be... So I was each of these. And then I was a bunny. That was the next one up.
Okay.
And then...
Going down the food chain.
And going down the food chain. But then you get to be... And this is continuing down the food chain, but...
Grass.
Robin. Robin from Batman and Robin. So kind of the same.
Yeah, okay.
And then the next year, you got to be Batman.
That's pretty
And guess
cool.
what? We had those costumes all year round. And guess how many times I dressed up as Batman
all
and Robin
time.
With my brothers and ran around the house.
Dude, that's awesome.
It was awesome. It was really rad. That was probably my favorite, is Batman and Robin. Because you got to be Robin, and then you got to be Batman the next year.
It's like you got promoted.
Yeah, you got promoted. You grew right into that role.
Like, it's like The Dark Knight. That happens in that movie. You lived The Dark Knight when you were a child. That's what the movie is based off of, your Halloween experience.
Oh my God, that's right.
And people don't know that.
People don't know that.
Christopher Nolan.
Well, now they do. Christopher Nolan was watching me run around in my Levittown house.
Fucking perfect. This kid's got great ideas.
This kid's great. I gotta write this down.
It's a gold mine.
I gotta accept the fuck out of this kid. Hey, you know what? That brings me to a good point, though. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to this on YouTube... And you had a Halloween costume when you were a kid.
Yes.
We read all the comments, guys, so leave that, because that'll give me something to read for today. But hey, if you guys want to send us an email, you can email us at fantasyficpod@gmail.com. I feel like we haven't given that out enough, so I just wanted to throw that out there. Next week's prompts are Behemoths, suggested by Jesse Peterson, and Goblins, suggested by... Do you remember the name, Josh? I have it written down here.
Lance Manstrom.
The best name. The fakest name. The best name.
You should probably think about changing his name to that for real.
Lance Muscle Strong.
Muscle Strong. Strengthman.
Also, guys, t-shirts are available in the store, along with some buttons and some other stuff. We're going to have hoodies and hopefully crew necks and some stickers, some bumper stickers real soon.
It's hoodie season.
It is hoodie season. We actually didn't... officially today is hoodie season. It was cold out today. I went for a walk. I was like, I need a jacket.
I woke up today and I was like, I'm cold.
Yeah.
I'm a cold person.
It's a cold. It was cold. It was real cold this morning. But you can pick up a t-shirt and those other items soon at fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. There's a link on our Facebook page and various other places. And hey, if you can't find it, just email us at fantasyficpod@gmail.com.
Do it. We'll tell you and send you a link. The computer does it for you.
The computer does it for you. You could even mail us for that link. Fantasy Fiction, P.O. Box 41, Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, 19030.
USA.
Do you know that we lived in a world where one time that was the only way to talk to people?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. Like, I'm so happy we grew up in the internet.
Sending away... I was in the Star Wars fan club in, like, 1989 or whatever, 1990. And, like, I remember sending away for stuff and it taking weeks, like, 4 weeks to get a shirt, you know?
Yeah. I tried to enter a Stick Stickly contest once and successfully mailed a postcard to myself. And I thought I won for a minute.
Well, you did. You won a letter to yourself.
Hey, before we go, it's Halloween. What's your favorite horror movie? Like, name a couple. Let's just talk about this, because I would like to talk about this.
Oh, I don't know. There's a really creepy movie I remember watching when I was little called Alice, Sweet Alice. She's kind of like, it's like a 70s movie.
Oh.
She's kind of like a serial killer child.
Mm.
And she takes a rat, and she puts the rat in a jar,
mm-hmm.
and she heats the jar up on top of this dude's stomach, and the rat, like, buries his way through the dude's stomach.
Gross.
And that really freaked me out as a kid. I don't know, I never got into horror movies that much, but...
You know, I probably could name some that you've seen that you love.
What are some of yours?
The Thing is probably one of
my... The Thing is amazing.
That might be my favorite movie of all time.
That's a great movie.
Good horror movies. Creepshow, I love Creepshow. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a little campy. Creepshow 2 is even more campy, but it's mm-hmm. still good. Tales from the Dark Side movie. Mm-hmm. You ever see that?
I think so.
The main narrative of the film is this kid is about to be cooked by this lady.
Yes.
And he's like reading stories from this book to like delay the time.
That's right.
I like that movie. Yeah. I enjoy that movie. Tom Savini calls it the unofficial Creepshow 3.
Really?
Yeah. Do you know who Tom Savini
is? Yeah, Tom Savini.
Yeah, he directed a couple episodes of Tales from the Dark Side.
From Dusk Till Dawn, he's the mm-hmm. guy with the penis gun.
Yep, that's him. That's him.
Did you meet him one time, or did somebody we know meet him?
I've never met him, now.
Did I write that down?
Someone probably has met him. I mean, he appears at horror conventions all the time.
Yeah. Twilight Zone movie. I love that. I love anything Twilight Zone, and I love the Twilight Zone movie.
Hey, if you really want to get really spooked.
Dude.
Go on the internet
and watch and read the story.
Hey, if you really want to be real morbid, read the Wikipedia entry for that.
Yeah,
The Shining, of course, incredible. Yeah. That's an incredible film.
That's like
period.
The Shining is so amazing. It's like it's Christmas. Let's watch The Shining.
Yeah,
it's Arbor Day. Let's watch The Shining.
It's snowing out a lot. Let's watch The Shining.
Yep,
I fucking love that.
That's
movie.
That's a great movie.
Never
read the book.
In addition, Room 237, the documentary available on Netflix. The theories are, of course, like kind of just
it's
ridiculous,
awesome.
But it's a great documentary.
It's awesome.
The
Minotaur.
The Minotaur. So I just love that people can interpret things so many different ways.
It's really like a documentary about people's craziness and their imagination. It's, you know, mm-hmm. it's cool. Carrie's good. The original Carrie is good. That was one I watched a lot when I was little.
Brian De Palma directed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the mom is behind the door when she comes home from the prom,
mm-hmm.
that freaked me out.
Yeah.
Because she got the knife.
Speaking of John Carpenter, though, mm-hmm. in The Thing, Halloween, mm-hmm. another great
Halloween.
One. You know, John Carpenter, I've been reading a lot about him recently because I watched Jodorowsky's Dune.
Okay.
Have you seen?
I didn't see that one.
Gotta watch it. And this goes for anyone who has ever aspired to make anything ever.
Yeah.
Watch Jodorowsky's Dune. It'll fucking kickstart you into making something, probably. It'll inspire you. It's very inspiring. It's an incredible story. And it's got a mind-blowing artwork just to look at. It's visually incredible, too. So.
Yeah.
All right. What about one more before we go? What's one a bad more. Horror movie that you like?
A bad horror
besides
movie?
Troll 2.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Man, a bad horror movie. God, there's so fucking many bad horror
movies. You ever see Hotel Hell?
No.
That's a real weird one.
Bad horror movie. House.
House. That's a good horror movie.
I love that.
Have you ever seen House 2?
House 2 is so...
It's
I saw
bonkers.
House 3.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't
four.
Go that
there's
far.
There's four of
what?
Them. Yeah.
Yeah. House 1, though.
House 1's great.
House 1 is great. I watched Fright Night earlier this year. The makeup in that film is pretty terrible given an HD screen because you can see the lines.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Everyone looks like they're wearing lipstick, even the men.
I'm wearing lipstick right now.
Yeah, I wish I was.
Well, you can be just kidding.
But if you haven't seen it, guys, watch The Thing. tell me how much you love it, because it's I love it. I'll say incredible again. Third time I use incredible in this outro, but
it's a perfect movie. It's great.
It's perfect. I would say yes, it is a perfect,
it's perfect
film.
And it'll freak you out.
And with that, we hope you have a happy Halloween.
Have a happy Halloween.
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 Don't eat too much candy.
Or do.
Don't post too many photos on Facebook.
Don't
that
do
are
that.
Spooky. Don't post too many spooky photos.
No.
Why don't you do yourself a favor at the end of this podcast? Go watch the Tales from the Dark Side intro and spook yourself to bed,
dude. Just leave it on a 10-hour, like, go find the 10-hour version on YouTube and leave it on and try to sleep through it.
Oh, dude. It you still know, bothers me. I turned it on last night. It still bothers me.
It's really creepy. Mm. Maybe one of the creepiest intros.
It's not even that crazy. The music is just real.
It's just haunted.
You know,
it's
before we go, I have to talk about an episode of that show.
Yes.
There's an episode called Anniversary Dinner.
Okay.
And it's kind of campy and really obvious, maybe. But when I was a kid, I didn't know. Mm. But the plot is that a woman is hiking and her boyfriend and her, I think they have an argument, and she walks off and she runs into this country home in the middle of nowhere, and it's this couple and they're like getting ready to have their anniversary dinner, and they invite her in, they take care of her, she's sad, and they end up cooking her in, have you seen this one?
I vaguely remember this.
Yeah, they end up cooking her in a hot tub, and this is for TV. This is television. Like, they cook her. It's really silly, but they get her drunk. they put carrots in there. They put vegetables in there, and she laughs about it. They're just like, "This is so silly."
Yeah.
But the most morbid part is at the end of it. She goes, "Oh, we should have the kids for dinner or whatever." Mm. And she is like, "I love having the kids for dinner."
Yep.
And they open up a closet, and it's just
their
skulls.
Kids.
They fucking ate their kids.
That's fucked up.
That's fucking cannibal shit. Guys, this episode is real dark. It's the darkest episode yet. Happy Halloween. Watch something spooky. Have a good time. That's the spirit of the season.
I was a ghost the whole episode.
No! Oh my God, he just dissipated. His beard just fell down. And with that, Josh.
With that, see you next week, everybody. And keep on ghost wizarding.
Keep on ghost wizarding.
Maybe.
Down the sleepy hollow. Have a good week, everyone. Have a good holiday.
Bye.
And we'll see you real soon. Bye-bye.